After several weeks of delay, this weekend, starting tomorrow, the Trump administration is planning to do something that it ran on back in 2016, enforcing the immigration laws of this country. ICE is expected to launch raids in several American sanctuary cities. It'll be seeking people who've received final orders of removal from this country, from a court. According to the president, most of these people have already been convicted of other more serious crimes.
It's not something I like doing, but people have come into our country illegally. We're focused on criminals. We're focused on, if you look at MS-13, but when people come into our country, we take those people out and we take them out very legally. They all have papers and it's a process. And I have an obligation to do it.
Now, the Democratic Party has been committed to keeping the borders open for, well, really all of Donald Trump's presidency so far. But they usually hide their intentions at least a little bit. They'll say that people deserve their day in court first, or they'll argue that only criminals ought to be deported. But this case is unambiguous. Every person being targeted by ICE starting this weekend has already received a final order for removal. In other words, they've had their day in court. They're not being held in ICE facilities at the border. Many of them have criminal convictions. At this point, it's a simple matter of enforcing America's laws. Bill Clinton did it. Barack Obama did it. But that was before. So these Democrats have made their decision. American laws do not matter. Nobody should be deported ever.
These massive raids and internal enforcement operations that are going to separate potentially thousands of families, many of whom have committed no crime against this country, pose no threat to the United States of America.
I'd hope that we can come together as a party and stand up against what should be seen, I think, universally as a cruel regime.
Innocent people who may be swept up and arrested in massive raids across the country.
If rumors start going on about raids, let alone if it starts actually happening, it immediately makes the community less safe.
We could be using these law enforcement resources to really go after the folks that are a real threat to our communities. This is all kinds of wrong, and we're a better country than this.
Families belong together. Every person in America has rights.
And so he's going to create, as he often does, this distraction. I agree with you. And do these raids, which is a crime against humanity.
Telling people who've been told by a court, by a judge, that they must legally leave the country, enforcing that is a crime against humanity, says Kamala Harris. Hillary Clinton, meanwhile, piped up from retirement or whatever she's doing these days. The same woman who claims that Russian Facebook trolls are a threat to democracy decided to actively assist smuggling people into this country. She posted a guide to evading ICE on Twitter and added por favor comparte, that's please share in Spanish. In the state of California, meanwhile, Governor Gavin Newsom has released an instructional video informing his state's criminals on how they can avoid law enforcement. Watch.
I just want to say to folks that are anxious about a knock on the door, when we talk about knowing your rights, no abras la puerta. Now, without a warrant, you don't have to open the door. Without a warrant, you do not have to open the door.
So picture a Republican governor making a video used with taxpayer money, telling voters how to, I don't know, cheat on their taxes or how to buy illegal guns. What would the reaction be? Well, CNN, of course, would call for him to be imprisoned, but it wouldn't because they care about the law, obviously. Republicans do. On the left, a new reality is now explicit. Our laws and our Constitution are only valid if they're in accord with current Democratic Party talking points. Otherwise, you can ignore them. Buck Sexton is the host of The Buck Sexton Show, and he joins us tonight. So, Buck, I mean, you know, you hate to be continuously outraged over the same story, but every week it seems to get crazier and crazier. And now we have lawmakers calling enforcement of the law a crime against humanity. Where does this end?
There's a momentum to the insanity at this point, Tucker. It's quite clear.
Yes.
That they're engaged in mass nullification of immigration law. That is what is happening now. At any stage of the process, whether it's in sanctuary cities, we're talking about enforcement for people with final deportation orders. And this was all part of the con. Initially, there were no caravans and there was not going to be any problem, no crisis at the border. And then it was, okay, there's a lot of people at the border, but we just have to let people go through their process. And if they don't get to stay after that, we promise we'll be okay with them being sent home. And now we know that that was a lie all along, too. They keep telling lies about this, and they're honestly running out of room at this point. And that's what we're facing, nullification. And by the way, when you put up those lists, they're getting very close to violating another statute over immigration. I'm sure they wouldn't care, which is aiding and abetting. You can't actually harbor illegal immigrants. You can't actually employ illegal immigrants. There are all kinds of laws out there. And some of these Democrats seem to think that they should do whatever they can to obstruct law enforcement efforts. They want to talk about danger to the public. This is dangerous.
It's crazy. But it's also unfair on one level. I mean, so they're telling foreign nationals they don't have to abide by American law. They can ignore our laws. But they're telling me that I have to follow every American law. And if I step outside the bounds of those laws, I go to jail. So, like, why am I paying my taxes? Sincerely, why can't I buy a silencer? Why am I paying attention to all these laws when they're telling residents of Guatemala and Honduras, like, they don't have to follow the law? I'm not kidding.
There's so much illegality that actually gets piled up when you look at the real statutes. It's a lie, it's against the law to lie to federal officers at the border about what you're fleeing. It's against the law to lie about your age. It's against the law to have a fake Social Security card. You go down the list. It's against the law to engage in document fraud. There is an entire subset of U.S. federal law that is being violated all the time with impunity, and people seem to think in the Democratic side they can just ignore all of this.
At some point, somebody's going to make a defense in court along those lines. Like, these people don't have to follow the law. Why should I? When things really will start to fall apart.
I wish the Democrats would just be honest about what they want. If no one should get deported, if nobody should have immigration law enforced against them, the people like AOC, the legislative body in charge of these laws, they should just say, we want to be open borders. Stop pretending that's not what they want. It so clearly is.
Right.